pasture is fine and green. Still there's somebody crying, singing a lonesome song. Oh, Lord, can there be? It might have been a cockerel crowing and a voice that was high and thin. It might have been the blue whale singing, but I know that it couldn't be him. And it might have been a brown bear dancing, pulling fish from a bright clear stream, and laying them out by the water. But it's laughing here, Lord, in my dream. Oh, Lord, can still there's somebody crying, singing the nighttime blues. Oh, Lord, can I be? It's not the far cry of the seagull following the trawlerman hound. It's not the bold shout of the mighty scraping the shins on the stone. It's not the rich banker from London, a wheeling and dealing all day. It's not the high priest and his sermon, showing his sinners the way. Still there's somebody crying and wailing so bitterly. Ooh, Lord, can I be? I was flying through rubble and a ruin and a weaving between dead trees, when a man with a mask on his face, Lord, asked me if I wore the green. Was black, brown or white, was I yellow? Said that I couldn't be sure. Said I was looking for someone honest and gentle and pure. Still there's somebody crying, and I feel that I'm closer now. Oh, Lord, can there be? A flash of light blinded my vision, thunder rolled out from the sky. The sheep on the hillside stood watching, and I never did understand why. There's a Cheshire cat smiling and a grinning on the prow of an old-fashioned boat, laying a trap baited with buttermilk cheese and stuffing bunny bags under his coat. Oh, Lord, can I be? Still there's somebody crying, but I think I know now who it is. Good morning, sweet bright sunshine.
bottles clang on my doorstep. Someone's knocking and batting my door. The telephone is ringing, daylight has come once more. Now there's a new day dawning, maybe the answer I'll find. What is a night without sleeping? What is a life without
born lady, you'll always laugh about the things we say. You'll often smile at things I did for you. You say we're going fine, and that you won't mind the times when we'll be sad. You say we're gonna make it, come what may. Wish I could share your enthusiasm. How do I dare when I know you'll outlast me? There are people we both know who'll try to break us up. Don't you see they just can't try enough? I've seen it happen many times to people that I knew. You say it only depends on me and you. Wish I could share your determination. Hope we'll be able to celebrate it soon. Highborn lady, you'll always laugh about the things we say. You'll often smile at things I did for you.
Man, he didn't like space because it sounds too hard to control. So he called in the army, told him put us in a deep hole. He wants us to live underground like some kind of mole. Get something to eat. I didn't want him a thing. I was just some kind of deadbeat. So I brought him a present in exchange for my meat. It was a plastic flower, but I must say it looked quite real. He just asked me, what else can I steal? Trying to figure out a cake mix. My friend was down in the bathroom trying to get himself his legs fixed. Man, he knows he's killing himself, but he don't seem to care. For a moment of peace, there's not much you won't dare. Do you have any moments of peace to spare? But he said he didn't take any emergency calls. He said I could have an appointment next fall.
Up when they're cold. snow. Hit the ground, I don't need no reason. I need your love all through the season. Baby, make no love under me if you please. Can't you see I need your love? I need your love and I need you to bring to me a life. Perfume come, that's all. Bless me, big baby. Let me make a love, 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 love me, if you please.
getting on. You've been turning tricks, honey. Up and down, yeah, but ooh, and I've been trying to tease you, oh, honey, just to see what you do.
Say his son did a better job of that sort of thing. That's Tim Buckley on Montreal Sound Arts, CQT 98.3 FM here. And son Jeff Buckley, of course, apparently properly credited in this new movie that's out about the song Hallelujah, which of course I saw Jeff Buckley play at the Club Soda. I think it was in 92. I think he died by 94, anyway. But it was pretty not remarkable song until much later. Of course, the sad, sad simple truth of that song, Hallelujah, is that it was in a movie, Shrek, and that's it. That's what made it famous. Otherwise, probably would still be a little bit more obscure. Tim Harden, it was Tim Harden before that, but Tim Buckley there, trying to rock out. Not sure he does a great job of that. Not really his thing. A little bit better there. Before that, there was Tim Harden, Soft Summer Blues, Breeze was a song, Soft Summer Breeze, which you hope for this weekend with the armpit-level humidity that is going to envelop the city. Mark Narenberg, before that one. Very interesting because Mark Narenberg, the record that I played it from, Splitting Blues, actually recorded at Radio McGill, which probably would have been, who knows where, 1971. Certainly not where CKUT is right now. Maybe not even in the Shatner building, which might not have been built yet at that point. So, I don't know. It's before my time. Local thing, though. Another local guy before that, speaking of oddball outsider folk, psych folk, whatever you want to call it, Peter Chalmers from 1975 this time. Album called From There to Just About Here, recorded at Dave's studio in Montreal, wherever that was in 75. High Born Woman was the song. had Bert Jansch in there. Of course, got to throw in some Bert Jansch when you start getting into the depressed male folky from the 70s. Nighttime Blues, the song from the album Moonshine, and Siegel Schwall Band, R.I.P. Jim Schwall, recently passed away. That good woman there. I'll go back to that Tim Hardin album. Shout out to Gail Euster, widow of Alan Euster, an old friend that sadly passed away a couple years ago, but was lucky enough to connect during the pandemic, at least briefly. Hope to connect again soon. But this is actually a copy that Alan had. We interviewed Alan Euster a few years ago, about 2015, extensively about the New Penelope, a nightclub that he worked at briefly as a teenager. And lo and behold, he still had a whole bunch of the records that he bought of bands that had passed through the New Penelope back in those days. Tim Hardin was one, and this is title track to this 1971 album, his Bird on a Wire, of course, by another but our own Lenny Cohen here from Montreal on Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 90.3 FM.
On a wire, like a drum in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Like a man on the hook, like a knife from an old every freedom. I have saved every freedom for me. And if I, and if I have been unkind, I hope that you can just let it go, go, go on by. And if I ever been untrue, I hope you know.
trying my way to be free.
well, oh well.
It's called John Lennon, Yoko Ono, and the Elephant's Memory Band. that's an actual rehearsal 50 years ago, August 1972. They were practicing at Madison Square Garden with this band, which came after the original Plastic Ono Band, which recorded a classic couple of albums there, or to that, really just kind of following the pile of 70s, mostly, records that I pulled out, to find a thread, some sort of mood, make its way through these last couple hours. Nico definitely felt like hearing a female voice from these whiny, folky men from the 70s. Nico there with John Cale on the amazing album Desert Shore. We heard Ari's song Facing the Wind. And Tim Hardin with the full version of Bird on a Wire, which I guess was probably the better known version for a while there in the 70s. Not that much time left here on this Friday afternoon. Montreal Sound Archon, CQT 90.3. Louis Restelli will be signing off shortly. It's another one of those, what is it? It's like very hot, and it's been quite the summer. I'm going to end with one of my favorite albums ever, Parachute, by The Pretty Things. We did lose Phil May from The Pretty Things pretty early on in the pandemic. Take care, be careful, have a great weekend, try to stay cool, and we'll ride it out here with The Pretty Things, Montreal Sound XQT 9.3 FM.
Hi, I'm David Suzuki, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Information to grow the brain.
Award-winning Canadian singer-songwriter Francois Clark. Brand new sophomore album, Adventure Book, available now. Adventure Book is a stunningly crafted musical voyage filled with invigorating pop anthems and introspective ballads. Francois is an internationally renowned artist that has been featured in the Netflix hit film Feel the Beat, alongside artists including Demi Lovato and Alicia Cara. Listen wherever you stream music. More at FrancoisClark.com.
I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
There is this thing. Do you realize
what is?
There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing. On. There is this thing going on.
What?
Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news? I'm brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's community news program, Off the Hour. Today is Friday, August 5th. My name is Alice Wu, and I will be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from the unceded traditional territory of the Anishinaabeg and the Ginyangahaga, one of the founding nations of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Today, we'll be tuning into a panel by the BC Civil Liberties Association. It features organizers and lawyers from across Canada as they discuss the policing of Black and Indigenous individuals. We'll hear what the situation is like now and some strategies for enacting change.
Hi, welcome everybody. Thanks for joining us today on our panel, Policing Black and Indigenous Lives in Canada. I'm Latoya Farrell with the BC Civil Liberties Association, and I am streaming to you from the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations in so-called Vancouver. I was